Thanks.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to enter into a 2013 intergovernmental contract with the City of Milwaukee Police Department in an amount up to $125,000 or $187,500 on an annualized basis from May 1st, 2013 through December 31st, 2013 for the expansion of the mobile crisis team.
Okay. All right. Good
morning, Madam Chair, Supervisors, Jim Kubicek. I'm the Deputy Administrator of the Behavioral Health Division. This item was presented in front of this committee, I believe, back in September. It was not presented as a voting item. However, it was presented as informational only. We've since learned that this does need to be a voting item. Initially thought that an intergovernmental contract did not require board approval, but it does, which we have since learned. So apologies for that. Also, we were, at that time, the negotiations between the city and the county had not been completed yet. The contract had to be evaluated by the city's council and by Milwaukee County's Corp Council. It also has to go in front of the city, Common Council, in order for approval. So those were things that we weren't aware of at the time that this came in September. All those processes have now been completed, and we're really ready to go and need to get hopefully the approval of this committee and the Common Council's will also occur this month. So I can review the program description if you'd like. I would certainly be happy to review what the program is about.
Okay. Please proceed.
Essentially, the concept is to establish a contract with the City of Milwaukee Police Department that's going to focus on Districts 3, 5, and 7, which account for a little over 50% of the total emergency detentions for the City of Milwaukee in totality. So we're looking at about 3,500 emergency detentions that come out of those three districts, which is the highest per capita number of emergency detentions that we have in the county as a whole. So we wanted to focus the attention on those areas. The concept is we will bring and hire, to begin with, one Milwaukee police officer and have that police officer function on the mobile crisis team. They will be trained and they will go through the full and comprehensive training similar to what our mobile crisis clinicians do. Then that mobile crisis, officer will be partnered with a clinician on the mobile crisis team. This program is very similar in form to a program that they have developed very successfully in Houston. It has become an evidence-based program where there's lots of data that they were able to provide to us to speak to the effectiveness of that program. In addition, I think it's important to note the effectiveness of the mobile crisis team in terms of generating voluntary alternatives to emergency detentions. In Milwaukee County, we have a lot, and I think that's one of the undeniable facts that few people will argue the number of emergency detentions that we have in Milwaukee County are quite high, and we're trying to take some very proactive, concrete steps to reduce those numbers, and we believe that this is going to be very effective at reducing those numbers of emergency detentions and increasing voluntary access to treatment.
Okay. Thank you. Supervisor Mayo?
Quick question. Why did you not contract with the Sheriff's Department?
The what was determined is we wanted to focus the service in the areas of the greatest need. The Sheriff's Department does do some emergency detentions. The emergency the detentions that the Sheriff's Department are involved in typically are from the institutions or in the medical complex grounds. If they come across emergency detention needs, they don't really initiate a high number of emergency detentions. We wanted to focus that on the area where there was the greatest need.
The reason why I asked that question is cost for one. Second of all, the sheriff can go anywhere within Milwaukee County, and also they will be working hand in hand. The team can work more closely with Milwaukee County because they understand. Mm-hmm. So I'm just curious why the sheriff's department, but why is the cost so high for one individual?
It's for two.
Oh, because you stated we're going to train one.
We're going to start with one, okay. And then we didn't want to start with two. We wanted to make sure that the program works first. Okay. If the program is effective, the data indicates that the goals are reached that we're hoping that we do, then we'll expand it to the second officer. We requested that amount within this report, and we do say that the first officer will begin May 1, and if the data indicates and supports that a second officer can be added on, then we'll add a second officer yet this year.
So is this for the training and the benefits?
This is training benefit fringe. It's a sort of full employee salary.
Mm-hmm. I'm still curious because the sheriff's department can do it.
Well, I think that's certainly a direction that we can take. What they do in Houston is it's a collaboration between the city and the county, the city of Milwaukee, Houston Police Department, and the behavioral health providers are county. But I can certainly see if this concept kind of takes root and takes hold and expands, to expand it to bring in someone from the sheriff's department as well.
I move approval.
And it's cross charges.
Okay. Supervisor Stemper.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't know, but I thought there was a current relationship with the MPD or the police department in the mobile crisis scene. So there's not a...
This is the one.
This is it?
This is the same one, yes.
So it's
the same one. It's the same concept that I've presented here before. The relationship is not contractual right now with the Milwaukee Police Department. We go and help train CIT officers. We have a very good relationship with MPD and with all our municipalities. But what this is doing is it really is codifying that relationship and bringing that law enforcement presence actually onto the team so that team or that group or that program becomes a first responder. Right now, we're not first responders. We'll come in at the request of law enforcement after they have already arrived and many times evaluated the situation and come up with a disposition. Sometimes they'll bring in our mobile crisis team after that fact. Now we're going to be going in as first responders subsequent to this contract.
Okay. So it's more of a contractual relationship, more okay. Business-oriented this time. Okay. All right. What is your...
Thank you, Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I had a question about the size of this mobile unit. Currently, before the contract is done, and I know this will add one and two members to that, but what would that total be? The size of the unit.
Who are on
the mobile crisis team.
We're on the mobile crisis team now. Mm-hmm. We have 18 full-time positions.
But I think his question is, if I was to call the mobile crisis unit and say, hey, I'm having an emergency, how many people respond?
Two. We have two clinicians that go out now, right. That go out on each call, and this will continue to be two, except in this team it will be one police officer and one clinician. The police right. officer actually that we're getting is a nurse and is an EMT and really super qualified for this and has also a CIT training, so we're really anxious to get him up and running on board.
Right, and thank you, Madam Chair, for clarifying that question about individual responses. So total, we're looking at 18 members that are trained officers that are on this unit. And that's on a daily basis, or is that like shared throughout?
No, it's 18 clinicians on the team as a whole, and those folks don't work. That's who is responsible for 7-day-a-week coverage throughout the year.
Okay.
And they're assigned to different components within the crisis services. They're not only exclusive. They're not exclusively assigned to the mobile crisis team. There's a number of other areas within the crisis services that they also work. The access clinic, the observation area, those kind of things.
Okay, and then the clinicians are separate from the officers, and we're talking about contracted officers to help those 18 clinicians.
Mm-hmm. This is a new addition, and this program will just be one officer, one clinician. They'll be a part of the mobile team, but they'll be exclusively dedicated just to doing mobile calls, just to doing emergency calls in the community. They will not be assigned anywhere else in the service.
Okay, and it looks like I'm getting confused. The clinicians and officers.
Mm-hmm.
For purposes of this, they're really, we want to make them as indistinguishable as they can. They're a functioning unit. They're going to function together.
Right. We're talking about hiring two officers that will be highly qualified to help the 18 clinicians in addressing those mobile times, mobile crisis situations, right? And usually it's only one unit that covers the whole county. Then one unit
Houston,
of officers
bigger. In Houston, it's bigger. It's a well established program down in Houston. I don't know the number of officers. I believe it's between 10 and 12. That cover all of Houston. Of course, Houston is much, much larger than Milwaukee County. They also have some additional types of law enforcement clinician collaborations that we're also going to be examining.
Okay. And the funding for this contract is coming from the department or the $3 million investment? In mental health, which one is it?
The $3 million. Well, it's really all the same. It's a part of the department's budget.
Okay.
$3 million is now integrated into the budget, and this is also a part of the redesign activity. This is
Are there still open unused funds from that $3 million in the department?
Madam Chair, Supervisors, there is some case management money that will be coming back to the board with a proposal on how to spend the remaining of those monies.
Okay. How much are we talking?
275.
Okay, so we're not talking about that much. Okay. All right. And the thought to maybe increase this a little bit to have more officers wasn't an option?
My hope is that the municipalities will see the benefit to this from a law enforcement perspective and start funding their own officers.
Like municipalities partnering
and
putting our funds together to pay for.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. This will also save the law enforcement entities a significant amount of time. Mm-hmm. And these are law enforcement activities regardless. At this point, in Wisconsin statute, clinicians are not allowed to initiate emergency detention, so it requires a law enforcement presence. So it's something they have to do already. And initiating emergency detentions and walking through that whole process is very time-consuming for officers. So if we're able to display that we're able to generate more voluntary alternatives and display that there's a significant cost savings for the municipalities, the hope is that they will see the benefit to this and provide officers in the future.
Okay. And would it be an option, I guess, in the future to have the city of Milwaukee help pay into this as well?
Yes.
It looks like we're using county funds. And we're using the city's police department. I think subsidizing the service would be so that we both are invested in it would be more viable for the county.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. I have Supervisor Mayo and then Supervisor Semper.
I'd like to piggyback off of what my colleague just stated because that was one of my questions. And that's the reason why I said we're about the Sheriff's Department. And my colleagues to my distinguished left, I'm surprised he didn't pick up on it because he normally asks about the suburbs and how the suburbs are going to play a role in this, because the city of Milwaukee cannot go into Franklin, Brown Deer, or nowhere else. And I know they have detention. So that's just why I really was looking at the Sheriff's Department, because they can go anywhere within Milwaukee County. But now, since this is a pilot program, and I hope that you make this a statement, make it clear, this is a pilot program.
Pilot.
And I'm happy it's in the 7th District, because we do have, we need people, may need emergency attention. But we also need to make sure that the whole Milwaukee County buys into this. And even though we subsidize Milwaukee, City of Milwaukee, if one of the other suburbs say, well, subsidize us because we're the same thing, we got to make sure that we all on the same page. Because what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
It's my sincere hope that this is really just a first step. You know, I have a, you know, I think anecdotally, and our data indicates that this could be an exceedingly effective way of reducing the number of emergency detentions. This is just where we're going to start.
Well, I agree with you. You know that I'm moving forward. But the point, when you start taking county money and start going across, and not bring looking at the whole county process, it comes a concern. You might not have that fight, but this county board will have that fight.
Madam Chair, thanks for waking me up.
I knew you were sleeping for a second.
Well, in the suburbs, at least in the ones I represent, we like the fact the city of Milwaukee doesn't come into our neighborhoods, the police department. But this is a pilot program, and obviously if it works and it's good for the county, then these conversations would take place in the suburbs. So I would be in full support of that. But the City of Milwaukee Police Department can stay where they're at. They're not welcome in Franklin, I tell you that much.
I didn't mean to wake up like that.
They just can live there.
They can live there, correct. Well, they may be able to.
Maybe. All right. Supervisor Stout.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The officer that is coming aboard contractually, is that the same officer that we currently have a relationship with? Are we getting new? Is it going to be the same one that already has experience?
Yeah, he's been around for quite a while.
The one we have a relationship with now? Okay, so we just bring him aboard. Okay, and is it a reimbursement type of payment, or are we giving them quarterly? Are we going to pay them? Because I saw something about... would pay up to. So is it, are we paying on a need or on a service basis, or how are we paying them?
They'll be billed monthly.
They'll bill us monthly.
Monthly, right.
Okay. Based on time, hours, or however you put it together.
Based on the time.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right. Are there any additional questions from committee? Seeing none, we do have a motion for approval by Supervisor Mayo. Madam Clerk, on that motion, please call the roll.
Mayo.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
Five ayes, zero noes. The motion is approved.